In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The Gospel of this Blessed Sunday tells us about one of these confrontations that took place between the Lord Christ and the scribes and the Pharisees who came from Jerusalem in order to obstruct his service. And they came with a plot to spread among the people that this man, this is the Lord Jesus, has the chief demon with him. And this was, of course, an insult and a blasphemy against him. And it shows that how much they were troubled by his ministry, and meanwhile they didn't have something that's really of meaning to say against him. What we care about here today is the lesson that was given by the Lord and how he confronted and how he dealt with this insult. We all, at a certain level, on different time, we meet with people who might be harsh with us or insulting in us directly or indirectly. How the scripture tells us how we face this insult, how we deal with it. If we go back actually today into the Catholic epistle, we'll find Saint Peter mentioning some of the things that we should be doing and should be minded with while we are dealing with an insult. First of all, when reviled, we should not revile in return. This is what St. Peter said in the Catholic Epistle of this Sunday. Who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. The children of God cannot utter a word of curse, no matter what they hear and no matter how they are insulted. We cannot say it simply because this is not whom we are. There is no justification for any one of us saying bad word in return or using a bad language in order to offend others intentionally because they offended me in first place. This is not Christian. And if we use this, we have to look to the Lord Christ. As St. Peter says about him, when he was reviled, do not revile in return. When we are cursed or somebody insulting us, he is not doing us any mischief. He is not hurting us. But actually, when we insult this person in return, by then we are hurting ourselves. We lose when we separate ourselves from God, not when people are underestimating us or saying bad things about us. We have to come to the real understanding of what is gain and what is loss. Your dignity is not going to be hurt when people curse you. Otherwise, actually, then Christ would have no dignity and honor whatsoever because he was cursed above all men. And he is the one who never actually did any mistake or nothing wrong was found with him. But when we do it in return, by then we truly hurting ourselves. Because when we do this, we are putting aside the image of God. And we are behaving as mere men, just returning an insult for an insult, a revile for a revile. This is not Christians, my brethren. The second principle in how we should react when we are facing insults, that if we have to suffer, then this should not happen because of a reason with us. St. Peter also says, but when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. What do we mean by this? Sometimes actually, some people put themselves in a situation where they will be hearing insult because of what they have done. And then we come and say that, I don't know what happened, but these people are insulting me. Maybe you are doing something that really made others to come on your case. Sometimes, for example, at workplace, an employee who is negligent, is not keeping an eye on what he's doing, he is not disciplined, and then he goes randomly in his workplace. When his boss comes on his case and tell him something harsh, he should not say that I'm insulted by this person and then I have to defend myself, or I will just deliver my case to God and he is the one who is going to defend me. My brother, maybe actually you are treated justly because of your negligence and your attitude. We have to be very careful and we examine ourselves. Did we contribute anything that made me now actually deserve the insult? Yes, I understand and I agree that no one has any right to insult anyone at any time by any harsh word or a word that is not godly. But meanwhile, if we have to suffer, then we should not suffer for something bad we did. If we have to suffer, then let us not suffer because of a reason related to us. As St. Peter said, when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. When we suffer because of others' lack of love or respect, then we will be rewarded from God. When we suffer because of our misdeeds, then by then we are receiving a fair reward for what we have done. The third principle, how we should handle insults. We ought to submit to those ruling over us, even if they are harsh. If you have a harsh boss, if you have a difficult husband, also we have no justification in being on the offensive side. St. Peter also said today, servants, be submissive to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh. Yes, you might come and say that, Abuna, we are not servants and we have no masters. But humility will make me to accept whoever is ruling over me or over us. Whoever in charge of me in workplace or in my house, I have also to acquire the humility by which I will be able to submit, and I, by doing this, will be able to treat evil with good and conquer evil with the goodness in my heart. Being submissive, being kind-hearted, being obedient is something that everyone desires actually to see in the people dealing with. By doing this, we are in the image of the Son of God, who came and he submitted himself to all the rules of the place at that time. He paid taxes whenever indicated. Whenever he was asking to do something, because this is the government laws, they did so. His mom took him also, and she and her Saint Joseph the carpenter, and went to register in the census. They were submissive to the rules. By doing this, we can avoid many, many of the confrontations that are unnecessary. The fourth principle that we learned today from the Catholic Epistle on how we should handle insults. We ought to wait for God who judges righteously. St. Peter said, when he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously. This is hard, but this is what we are expected to do as Christians. When he suffered, he did not threaten. This is usually, unfortunately, how we react. We react when provoked by returning insult for an insult. Or when we suffer, we threaten. But he committed himself to him who judges righteously. Leave it in God's hand, and in due time he will come and repay those people who are evildoers. This entails that we will be able to wait. And waiting here is a virtue, because we are waiting for the one who surely will come, and in one day he will repay the evildoers. If we trust that he is just and he is looking upon everything is written in a note before him, then we will be able to wait. Sometimes people perceive it this way, Abuna, this is the Bible thing, we cannot live with it. Let us be frank, in our current contemporary life, if you don't turn it back to the people immediately, people will take advantage of you. If you wait upon God to repay the evildoers, this might take 100 years until the eternity. And we cannot wait, because this will make it worse. Things will go bad if we do not defend ourselves. People sometimes come and say, Abuna, you know something about these commandments in the gospel about turning the other cheek? This is not practical. Cannot live with it. It has another meaning. We did not come yet to understand it, but for sure it doesn't work in our days where you have to defend yourself. You take it by your hand. If you get me anything in the Bible that says so, I will then come and apologize to everyone for the people who are saying this is not working. If you get anything in the Bible that when you say, when people persecute us, we have to turn evil for evil, and we have, when they hit us once, we hit them twice, get us something from the Bible, not what makes sense in our minds. We are called to live as Him, not as what makes sense for us or what pleases us. When He suffered, He did not threaten, but committed Himself to Him who judges righteously. The last lesson today, how we should react when we are insulted, we learn it from the Lord Christ Himself. Today, when those people came, the scribes and Pharisees, and said that this man has a chief demon, we hear that He called them to Himself, meaning He called them for a meeting, and then He started to speak to them in parables, and saying to them that how this will happen. If a demon casts out demon, then the kingdom of Satan is divided and it cannot stand. The lesson here is stick to objectivity at all times. He did not turn it into a personal confrontation about you say this about me and let me tell you something about yourself. He tried to explain to them the flaw in the rationale. He was able to control himself and speak logic at the time when he was insulted. This is hard. This is not something easy or feasible for all of us. But this is where we need to struggle to be in. This is what is expected from the children of God at all times. We are not justified at any time when we turn an insult for insult. We are called to be like Him. As also St. Peter reminds us, for to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow His steps. Look at the example of Christ being insulted as the one who cast out demons by the chief demon. He still was able to speak logic and tell them, no, this doesn't work this way. Let me explain to you how the kingdom of Satan works. A lesson from the Lord Christ for all of us, if we are really to be called like Him, to live like Him, to be His image, to represent Him to the world. So today the lesson is for all of us. When we are insulted, how we should be reacting. When reviled, we should not revile in return. If we have to suffer, then this should not happen because of a reason with us. We ought to submit to those ruling over us, even if they are harsh. We ought to wait for God who judges righteously, and listen from the Lord Christ Himself that we have to stick to objectivity at all times. Glory be to God forever and ever. And ever.